Cosmo is an 11-year-old border collie who used to be a ranch dog. He's since retired and has been a therapy dog for 5 years with his team partner Tanya Cody, who asked him to sit earlier. Both are part of a long-standing program called the Florida Courthouse Therapy Dogs, the largest and oldest courthouse therapy dog program in the state. Chuck Mitchell, who leads the Tallahassee program, says he's worked with his own dog for about 10 years in the courts on many cases.
In every single case that I ever worked, and they only call us in generally on the cases where the kids are having a hard time finding their voice and testifying. The kids were able to find their voice. They were able to testify. I've had prosecutors tell me that my dog was the difference in their ability to get a conviction and to get a predator off the streets. I've had mothers tell me that my dog was the difference in their child being able to get through this and to have a positive memory instead of a negative memory of what happened to them.
Current law allows for trial court judges to permit sexual abuse victims, typically young, to use a service or therapy animal. Some circuits in the state have taken advantage of the statute, like Leon County. But not included in the law is allowing service or therapy animals for other cases like child abuse, abandonment, and neglect, though some circuits are already doing that anyway. So Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book, a child sex abuse survivor and advocate, is hoping to update the statute, which also expands the type of specialized court-trained animals who can help child victims.
The bill changes the statute to reflect current practice throughout judicial circuits. Specifically, the bill allows a court to permit a victim or witness to testify with the assistance of a facility dog like Cosmo in a proceeding involving a sexual offense. A victim or witness may be eligible to use a facility dog if he or she has an intellectual disability or if he or she was a minor when a victim of or witness to a sexual offense.
Another bill to help young sex trafficking victims has also passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee. It's by highly Republican Senator Rene Garcia. He says a report notes children in the foster care system who are identified as human trafficking victims are tracked and receive services through the Florida Department of Children and Families. But those same protections don't exist for kids not involved in the child welfare system.
The Department of Children and Family, DCF, does not have a way to track them as well to offer and recommend services to them. So what we're doing with Senate Bill 852 is exactly that, is making sure that we can track, identify these children that fall, that are outside of the non-dependent system, and ensure that they receive the services to hopefully make sure that they don't fall back into the human become victims of human trafficking again.
The last measure by Altamont Springs Republican Senator David Simmons aims to correct what he calls a glitch in Florida law. Today, if a person commits a crime before they were 21, they'd be eligible for a youthful offender sentence. But if they turn 21 as they await sentencing, they would no longer be eligible. So Simmons' bill changes that to say if the person committed the felony before they turned 21, the court can impose a youthful offender sentence. Pinellas County Public Defender Bob Dillinger represents the Florida Public Defender Association.
We do believe this is the way that it should be. If you committed an offense, a felony offense, before you're age 21, you should be eligible for youthful offender. It shouldn't be dependent on whether the case somehow got postponed till you're over 21 and you can't get youthful offender sentences, even though you committed the offense when you were 21.
Dillinger says it also allows these individuals to benefit from educational and employment services for youth. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.